John Newton, who penned the now famous hymn, Amazing Grace, wrote, "When I get to heaven, I shall see three wonders there. The first wonder will be to see many people there whom I did not expect to see. The second wonder will be to miss many people whom I did not expect to see. And the third and greatest wonder of all will be to find myself there." We are privileged to now study the place where all saints will spend their eternity. Turn with me, please, to Revelation chapter 21. And as you turn to Revelation chapter 21, let me just give you a little bit of background with the eight final dramatic scenes. Scene 1 began in Revelation 19 and verse 11. That is when the heavens were opened and Jesus Christ is coming back the second time, as was stated in Revelation 1:7, a theme verse to the book of Revelation. And there on the white horse, he comes with the two-edged sword in his mouth to put down his enemies at Armageddon. Subsequently, he establishes his kingdom, and which will last 1,000 years, as stated 6 times. In Revelation chapter 20. And after the 1,000 years that Satan had been bound, he is released. He entices the inhabitants of the earth one more time, and he's put down, and he'll be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. Then we have the Lord burning up the heavens and the earth as we know them. After that will come the great white throne judgment, where all the unsaved from all time will stand there before Jesus Christ. And then after that, we have what we're going to study now in Revelation chapter 21. So let me read this to you. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in a lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Join me in prayer, please. Father, how exciting to talk now to the one that is eternal, the one who is, who was, who is to come. And Father, you know past, present, and future all at once. Father, and I pray that now as we look at the end time toward the torching of the heavens and the earth as we now know them, to the establishment of the New Jerusalem, would you stir our hearts to live, not for the world in which we dwell, but for the one which is to come? Speak to your servants today, Father. I pray that you would elevate us to our heavenly realm with you, that we would take advantage of being positioned with Christ in heavenly places, and we would live as such. Bless, Lord. Speak as only you can, your servant asks, in Jesus' name. Amen. You'll notice here we have the eighth and the final scene, introduced by the same two Greek words that we have seen in the past, kai eidon, then I saw, or end I saw. Now, with that, what are we going to see overall? the new heaven and a new earth. And that's the final and eighth scene, the new heaven and the new earth. And with that, let me give you the first of two points. This will cover 1 through 5, verses 1 through 5 in Revelation chapter 21. Saints will inhabit the new Jerusalem. But notice here, without sorrow. That's one of the great things that we'll see in just a moment about this new Jerusalem. So John says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Let me ask you the question outright. Is it a renovated heaven and earth, or is it a brand spanking new heaven and earth? There are many folks who believe that it will be a renovated heaven and earth. But may I say to you, when you study the passages they use, such as Romans chapter 8 in verses 19 through 22, Acts chapter 3 in verse 21, Matthew 19, 28, that those passages are not dealing with the New Jerusalem, but the millennial kingdom. And there's a large difference there. Also, what we're exposed to is just simply this, that when it says the new heaven, that the word new here is not neos, which means brand new. This is the word kainos, which means generally new in kind. So for instance, if you come to church today and you had just gone to the dealership and bought a brand new 2016 vehicle, right? That would be neos. It would be brand new. But if you went there and you bought a used vehicle, but that was new to you, it was, say, 2011, that would be kainos, which is the idea that it's new in kind. But I'd like to point out to you that although the word naos for brand new is not used here, but kainos can have this meaning as given by Thayer in his lexicon. Listen carefully. It means new, which as recently made is superior to what it succeeds. That same word is given of the new covenant, the New Testament. Can I ask you a question? Is the new covenant a renovated covenant? Did God